Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the decades-long Sydney institution that puts sport front and centre.
Oh,
in 2023,
absolutely brilliant.
Here comes the ready enough.
This motley crew are taking another lap around the park, figuratively.
They're not doing any more cardio than they need to these days.
Would you put your hands together?
Iron Woman, Candace Warner, racing royalty, Richard Friedman, and a self-proclaimed former soccer prodigy, Brendan Anakin.
And here we go.
It's the port of call for all the big names from every code. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
So welcome back.
Oh, I'm in a ripping mood. I am. What about you, Candace? You seem like you're in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood.
Wonderful.
Me too.
Ah, are you?
Are you, Richard?
Where do you find yourself?
Why are you two picking on me?
I'm not picking on you.
I'm in a great mood. Now not so much.
Surprise, surprise. No, we're going to have a fun show. Plenty to come. Isaiah Yeo, Panthers co-captain, joining us.
Bloke, Isaiah
He's
Yeo,
a great man. A great man.
He's fantastic.
What about his performance last night, though?
Oh. Most
210 metres.
That was an electric watch for me. You know I'm a big Panthers fan. I was up and about. I'm going to thank him for his service very shortly.
Don't say that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't say you're a Panthers fan.
You don't.
We know what you are.
You're a flipper is what you're going to say.
You're a flipper.
A flipper. Yeah, I know. I'm supporting the Dolphins as a franchise in their first year in the competition, but in my heart of hearts, I'm a Panthers fan, and you know that, Candace.
I know, but you know, the Panthers were good, but how bad were the Roosters, or have the Roosters been over the past 2 weeks?
It's not up to Roosters' standard. I know a few blokes will be looking at those saying, we're tipping money in here, sponsorships, we expect a bit better than that.
We're going to touch on that a little bit later. We're going to get your thoughts on what you thought of Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, wearing South socks to the King's coronation.
Loved it.
Bit of fun. I don't know if you loved it. You look like you didn't love it.
No.
He's just jealous he doesn't own a pair of the socks.
Really? You think?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I think you do think
I
that.
Do.
Before we move on, I want to get your thoughts on this. You would have seen splashed all over the pages of newspapers right around Sydney, the Blue Wiggle commenting on buying the Balmain Tigers if he won the Italian lottery, which is a very specific pipe dream. Very specific pipe dream.
If he won the Italian lottery.
Yeah, $250 million apparently.
Right.
What, the Aussie lottery?
Not enough money. Not enough money to buy the Balmain Tigers.
How much would it cost to buy the Balmain Tigers?
I read about 20.
Depends.
It wouldn't be that much.
I read 20.
Depends when you ask. After a couple of wins, could be 20. After a couple of losses, could be, you know, 1.
10.
So it's a bit of fun, right? Yeah. Did you think it was a bit of fun? I read it. I was like,
I thought he was serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, the man wears, you know, a blue skivvy for a living.
You got to take those blue skivvies seriously.
You just got to take, you know, he could say anything.
Overnight, the Balmain Tigers have issued a press release. Balmain Tigers Rugby League wishes to reaffirm its steadfast support for West Tigers. Da 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 da. This is the line I didn't like. Recent comments by children's entertainer and longtime fan Anthony Field are fanciful and unrealistic.
See, I think that was, you know, quite condescending what they said there.
Right?
Children's
entertainer.
I'm entertained every day by the Wiggles.
I know.
I watch them every day and I love them and I can sing probably every single song. So I'm offended by that. I'm offended.
No, I'm suitably sort of amused by it.
Yeah, but that's a real back in your box sort of line, isn't
it? Well, you know, I think you're right. Like I said, I've got to win the Italian lottery to do it.
He'd had a couple of beers.
Yep.
Couple of beers. It's a pipe dream. Leave him
alone.
He
seems like a nice fella.
He's a great fella. Anthony Wiggle.
At least they got some positive exposure for a change.
Who, the Wiggles?
Who, the Wiggles? No, they're doing all right.
No, not the Wiggles, the Tigers.
I mean, that's right.
Someone wants to buy them.
Hey,
yes.
They're looking for three on the bounce this weekend.
It's not going to happen.
No, I don't think it is.
Don't worry. I'll make sure it doesn't happen.
You can hear that game on the listener app as well, Triple M calling it. Panthers co-captain Isaiah Yeo joining us right after you two, and we're better for it.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
It was an absolute demolition job last night, Bluebet Stadium. The Panthers dismantling the Roosters 48-4. This man ran for 210 metres, 28 tackles for good measure. Thank you for that performance and thank you for your service. I thank all our Panthers players for their service.
Sucking up to him.
Isaiah Yeo, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Probably the most complete performance for the Panthers this year. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, it definitely was. I think it was, I guess you're sort of searching for those games, and we certainly have those 80-minute performances. But look, I thought the preparation was really good, and I feel like it's sort of been coming. It sort of hasn't been perfect this season, but I feel like we're in every game. We're obviously trying to evolve our attack at the moment. We obviously lost some key members last year, so that's sort of a work in progress. But yeah, just one of those nights where everything sort of fell into place. It was, I thought a lot of people stood up. Romey there, Jerome Luai, was outstanding for us. That was his best game of the season. Under some pressure, obviously, with all the talk around Origin. And then Scotty Sorensen there as well is sort of one of our unheralded players there. He was outstanding. So it was just one of those games where everyone did their job, and then that allowed a few of our stars to really shine.
Isaiah, round 8 and 9 were back-to-back losses to the Bunnies and, of course, the Tigers, both close games. What did you take out of those, losses and then work on?
Yeah, well, we're pretty happy with our game against South. That was when they scored pretty much with about a minute to go there, when we felt like we probably were in control of the game. So it was disappointing. And then the Tigers game was probably one of the dumbest performances we've played. I felt like they handled the wet weather so much better than what we did. I feel like we still gave ourselves a chance, even though we were definitely the worst side in that game. But look, it just feels like we've got confidence that we're always in the fight and we're always building. We're a hard team to beat. And I feel like when you're doing that, you're going to get good results at some point. And it was probably the first time we'd gone back-to-back losses there for a few years. So I thought the way we've sort of handled that since, it's been really pleasing.
Isaiah, the number of run meters last night for you, you must have thought you're playing in the centre in an AFL team or something, because it's right up there. But what do you know you're going to do that before you go out? Or is it just some sort of, does it just, happen upon you while you're out there?
No, I feel like it was a bit how the game was going as well. I wasn't able to do as much tackling, which was nice. That obviously makes you pretty tired. But no, it was just what we were seeing in attack. Obviously, I'm trying to run first. But then obviously off the back of that, I'm trying to play with space and sort of let my passing game help that. So, we had a sort of a plan to sort of work the middles over a little bit. And then I guess because we did that, it sort of opened up a little bit of space for us. So I was fortunate enough to sort of be on the receiving end of that a few times. But you're not going in with a plan, but I was fortunate enough to obviously have a little bit of success there.
Are you going to move into the halves? Are you going to move into the halves because you get to keep your kicking license for another week? What about that? Talk us through that.
I'm glad we noticed that.
Yeah. You seem surprised.
Yes, I was. Yeah. I deserved a spray if it didn't work from all my teammates because you don't see forwards kicking very often. It was just one of those ones where went through sort of options A to Z, and that was sort of my last try on the dice, so I didn't want to do it.
Did you sort of strut around after it going, you see, I can do it all.
Not that hard.
No, I had all my teammates humbling me about how bad the kick looks. So,
hey, if it works, it works, right?
Exactly right. This is a results-driven league, and I'll take it.
Now, moving on
to them, say, you try and kick a ball like that.
Yeah.
Moving on to next week's game, you got a Thursday night game away against the Broncos. So currently, the Broncos first, you guys are second. How are you going to contain them?
Yeah, it's obviously we want to get our game on. So, look, we'll be worrying about ourselves. They're obviously the benchmark of the competition, and rightly so. That's really their team. There's no real weakness there. Their forward pack is extremely powerful. They're all extremely fit in there. And then, obviously, off the back of that, they've got some incredible halves and some real strike in the centres and wings. So, we're going to have our work cut out for us, no doubt. But, we're obviously just trying to fix some things on our end. It hasn't been perfect this year. So, we're trying to evolve little areas of our game and get better at it. So, I feel like we've done that all year. We're just focused on ourselves, respect the opposition as much as we can with our preparation. But, it's just a matter of making sure we're playing our best football. So we'll need to do that. So obviously, they're playing really well, particularly up at Suncorp there. So I'm looking forward to it.
How much do you guys look in advance? Are you trying to build into the year, or is that minor premiership a big goal of yours?
No, it's sort of never a goal of the minor premiership. It's sort of you end up where you deserve, I feel like. And we've been lucky enough to have some success over the last few years sort of in regards to that. But look, at the moment, the competition in itself is just so incredibly tight. So I think leading into this game, I think there was about 7 or 8 teams on 12 points. So, look, it's just one of those things where there's probably going to be someone sort of sneak away with it at the end. But, we're just trying to evolve in our game. It hasn't been perfect this year for us. I think defensively we've been really good, but... Yeah. yeah, just our attack sort of, it's been a little bit clunky. So we're just trying to adjust to one another, adjust to new personnel that are playing there. So yeah, that's definitely not something we're looking at, but obviously it'd be nice to.
Worked okay last night.
Yeah, mate. It was close to perfect last night. I think it was clicking.
Last night.
Yeah. Panthers co-captain Isaiah Yeo, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends. If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Yeah, that's right. Jack Bird has apologised to St George Illawarra fans for disparaging them while trying to support embattled coach Anthony Griffin. You would have caught this during the week.
Yes.
Did you hear what he said? This is what he said initially. So he has apologised since, and we'll get to that in a sec, but this is what he initially said.
Don't really know too much about footy, I don't think. They don't make the decisions, I don't think. Like, fans are good for the game and stuff like that, but it comes to a point where, you know, you can't cop so much criticism, I guess, over, you know, the players and the coaching staff.
See, I wouldn't apologise for that.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
I thought it was pretty bad.
Why?
With the position they're in.
What? To say the fans know nothing? The fans are the one who...
No, he said the fans don't make the decisions. They don't.
Yeah, I understand that. But he also said they know nothing. And I know it's he came out and said, it's not what I meant. I just want to clarify that it came out the wrong way.
No way I'll apologise for that.
Yeah, but how offensive to the fans...
I might double down on it.
You would.
To the fans who pay money to turn up each week, to buy the merchandise, to support them, to basically...
No one holds a gun at their head.
It just shows a real lack of thought.
It does.
And preparation. Which did you hear the bonding session story?
No.
From the week? So they lost to the Tigers. Let's go have a drink in-house. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely fine. I think it was the Gold Coast Hotel they went to.
Okay.
No one had organised it properly. So they started drinking in a section of the pub where they could all fit. And they're like, what are you doing? You can't drink here. And they're like, well, okay. And then, okay, well, the coaching staff, you go to one room and the players, you go to another room, which, you know, is not a bonding session.
It's
certainly a fractured bonding session. It's just no thought, no preparation. It must be frustrating for fans. And then to be told you know nothing, yuck.
It just goes to show the pressure that they must be under. Clearly, you know, he has apologised. It's not what he meant. But it doesn't leave a very good taste in the supporter's mouth. That's for sure.
Well said. This is a bit of fun for most people.
Still not apologising.
This is fun for most people. PM Anthony Albanese has shown his undying support for the South Sydney Rabbitohs by donning a pair of the team socks to the coronation of King Charles. The event of the calendar year, and he's repping the bunnies. You got to love that, Candace.
I love it. It just goes to show he's a man of the people. And it's whenever you watch a sporting event, it's always that random South jersey that you see in the crowd. And why not wear your Rabbitoh socks to the coronation?
You know what it says to me?
What does it say?
Lightweight.
What do you mean?
Because if you're going to go to something serious, whether it's a business meeting, a coronation is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's a serious thing. You're wearing footy socks.
So you reckon he should be judged on what kind of socks he wears?
Yeah.
You see lawyers and all those people that have high-profile jobs all the time in those silly socks.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Rabbitoh socks?
It's like all those silly socks, lightweights.
No.
All of them.
No, I like them.
Shows a bit of personality. No, good conversation starter. No, what if you ran into David Beckham? No. He's like, have you seen my socks?
No.
And it's a great conversation starter. That was Albo, not David Beckham. He doesn't talk like that.
See, not for me. I don't want to be – I would feel if I was wearing a pair of footy socks to a business meeting or something, they're going to look at me and think, lightweight. But now, then, they may be right.
Yeah, but it's not the footy socks that you wear up to your knees and you wrap tape around them.
No. I think,
It's unstatesmanlike.
Hang on. Do footy players still use electrical tape to hold their socks up?
I've not seen it in a long time. I think they've actually shortened the sock length. Have you seen that? They don't go up to the knees anymore.
How do they keep them up?
I think there's they're elasticized tighter.
How long are we going to go on about the footy sock wearing people and the people who love them?
Electrical tape on their boots.
You're on Sock FM. Well, like our fans, I know you don't like it, but our fans love wearing their footy gear.
See, I got a problem with that too. If you're going to sit in the front row at Gallipoli or something, I don't think you should be wearing your footy shirt.
That's what they died for.
I'm more offended.
No, they didn't die for that footy club. And those people wearing them don't necessarily represent that footy club. I don't think the footy club would be all that happy about it.
You reckon?
No.
I'm more offended by the people who wear the Ford or the Holden jackets to a wedding. That's not okay.
Now, that's what but this is what I'm looking for. But if it was a Panthers anorak,
I don't think I've ever been to a wedding with someone.
We're fine with it. Yeah, yeah.
See, it's not okay.
I actually went to one like that in Canberra. I'm not kidding.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Place to do it. 133353, what event did you wear your footy jersey to?
Really?
Yeah. That
you're going to indulge this.
100%. Or just some sort of footy merchandise.
Gear. Yeah. Where do you wear your footy gear to?
And you probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
What event did you wear your footy paraphernalia to? That wasn't really the footy after Anthony Albanese wore his South socks to the King's coronation.
Yeah.
So have you just clarified that we all think that that's okay?
I think that's okay. You think that's okay?
I think it's okay.
You cannot clarify that. I do not think it's okay.
I've had enough of your negativity and your attitude today.
Really?
Yes.
A bit harsh.
It was pretty harsh. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Hey, we win. Let's go to 133353. Troy is in grey stains. Who was it?
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Wonderful.
Really well.
Troy.
It was my uncle. He was a passionate South supporter. Unfortunately, passed away. So we all went to the funeral. We all support different sides in our family, and we all rocked on up in our jerseys for the funeral.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
No one wore a suit? No one thought to...
No suits.
Did anyone own one?
No. Especially those random South guys.
Listen, Troy, there's nothing wrong with the random ones. Random ones are the fun ones.
That is true. What about you, Luigi, in Newport? Who was it?
Well, we had my mother's funeral.
Another funeral?
And everyone wore the normal funeral attire, you know, suit and tie, yada, yada, yada.
You show respect suit.
Of course. And then my cousin from Malabar, lovely bloke, rocked up in his South Sydney football jumper.
Random South fan.
And ruined the whole occasion.
No. I thought it was unreal. My sisters and everyone just went, look at that. That's disgusting. And I went up there and I said, that's the best bit of gear that anyone could wear to a funeral. I said, well done.
Wow.
I don't know. I think a funeral, I don't know if
was
you could
clean?
Get away. Unless it's like an organised, like the Troy, everyone wears a jersey. Yeah. I don't know if you can do that.
Did it have a collar? Was it one of the collared South jersey? Like the Smith's crisps? Or was it a TV
leak?
One
of the skin tight ones that's about three sizes too small for him.
It was a traditional one with a white collar and the white rabbit on the front.
Collared. Formal.
Did he at least wear some beautiful trousers with it, or did he just have some footy shorts?
No, he had his thongs on underneath.
Nice. Nice.
No.
Look, that's 2 out of 3 that's a funeral. What do you reckon this one's going to be?
It's odds on.
Alex from North Rocks, who wore the footy gear. What event was it?
It was a funeral.
Yep.
Okay. The lady was a massive Paris supporter, so she was actually buried in her own jersey. The flowers that surrounded the casket were yellow and blue, and everyone that was a Paris supporter rocked up in their sort of jerseys and whatnot, attires and scarves and that.
Wow.
This is nice.
See, I can kind of tolerate that because it's a theme. But when you just rock up and everyone else in a suit and you're in your footy jersey.
Mm.
It makes me think, have you guys ever thought about your own funeral?
I've given it a great thought.
Have you really?
Because
I haven't.
I am going to record, but when I know I'm going to snuff it, right? I am going to record something where I say, I'm on the screen, I can see it now, and I say, attention everybody, and everyone will sort of look, and I'll hold up my sheet, and I'll go, if any of these people are present in this church or wherever you're burying me, please leave now. And I will go through the list one by one, and I will have organised security to escort them out.
There'd be no one left.
I just love
Richard's... There'd be no one left.
That's what I'm doing.
I love that you're bitter till the very end.
Very end.
Anyone in a footy jersey may stay.
No.
Oh, no, they're out of
there? The list.
Ah, no.
And after all those people, which I've named by name, if you happen to be wearing a footy jersey, thongs, or, you know, you're here commando, right? You can leave too.
Oh,
goodness.
Okay, I wasn't going to go commando to your funeral, but may now. Obviously, that caller of the day is going to be Luigi from Newport, the Rabbitohs jumper with thongs, when there was no theme at the funeral.
We had a board full of people, and they were all funerals.
There's a bit of everything in every callers. Red Rooster Mega Box. The Rooster's calling you to try a Mega Box at Red Rooster today. Ken, we're going to play Keep or Cull after 11 o'clock. What the hell is that? Well, you're going to have to stick around to
find
Prince, out.
Yeah. Wonderful guitarist, you know.
Wonderful guitarist.
That's one of the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rock guitarist.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people just think he just, you know, sang and danced around.
Thanks,
no,
Richard.
No.
My day just got a lot better because of that.
Yeah, now we know.
There's a minute of your life you will never get back.
He stole a bit of his music. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to offend fans. Like a lot of session musicians that would come in and they'd put down some licks and things like that and he'd be like, yoink.
Yeah. Well, it worked for him, didn't it?
Didn't it? Absolutely. Hey, I'm just spitting facts.
I'm a Prince fan.
There's no aspersions.
I'm a Prince fan.
I like Prince too. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
Thanks.
He looked good in purple.
You started this.
Looked real good in purple. What's your favourite colour?
Not purple.
Quick, what's your favourite colour? We're having that sort of day.
Calories.
She's panicked. She I can't think of a favourite colour.
Because I don't really have one. I like orange, but it's not my favourite.
Good
it's,
stuff.
Stop.
We're better for it.
Stop.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing.
Just move on.
Okay. It's that Doomben 10,000 day. We're going to get your best of the day.
Yes.
Racing-wise, the main meeting of the day is in Scone in our state.
Yes, and I got a couple of runners in Scone, but I don't think I'll be tipping one of mine. But I do want to tip it to run a place, so I've got to tip the winner in that race. And I'm going to tip Demiana in that race. I think that's race number 4 on the card.
And what's it paying, Richard?
And that's Demiana's paying $3.70, but it's easing a little bit, so it might get out to $4. And we've got a thing in it called Amatuba, which, although she's first up, and she probably doesn't fight as well first up as she does a little later in a prep, I think she'll run very well. So maybe you can throw her in a trifecta with Demiana and a couple of others and get a dollar out of that. Race 4 at Scone today.
Okay.
And the Doomben 10,000, the big race of the day.
Now, I love the winter carnival up
well,
there
all
in
the,
Brisbane.
Well, all the horses
I love
now
it
move to Brisbane
that's
for
right
the big races. Yeah.
Because I've got a horse running in this.
What?
I know.
Yes.
I know.
I do.
Centrefire.
Well, actually, I don't. David does. I just pay the
by
bills.
By association, you
yes
have a horse
yeah
running.
Yeah.
And it's 100-1.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it, don't you?
Of course
you
do.
Stranger things have happened. Can I tell you about my greatest day ever?
No, you can't.
Can I tell you?
No, because
I'm... Shut down by Richard.
No.
Okay, sorry. Can I tell you,
no one
Candace,
wants to
about
hear
my great
bad punting story?
Can I tell you? This is the greatest punting story. Do you want to hear about my greatest day ever, Candace?
If it's quick.
It'll be really quick.
Go.
Doomben 10,000. Nature Strip was paying $1.40. I said, I like the Bostonian coming over from New Zealand. Never lost first up because it was first up, paying $71. Bang. Led from start to finish. $71 pop. Got up. Beat $1.40 favourite.
Okay, so who do you like in that race?
Do you know how many times I've got to walk into a pub and have someone tell me that story, right? Not that particular one.
But that's a fun story. That's a fun story.
For you.
Righto.
Did you not enjoy it?
Giga Kick is going to win that race. By the way, Giga Kick with a leg in the air.
$1.80?
Yeah, he's going to win.
Odds on.
Right? And throw in Centrefire into your trifectas.
Okay.
Could happen. It could happen.
Could
listen,
happen.
If it wins, it wins.
I hope it does win.
I hope it wins.
It's a very good
it's
chance.
It's pretty
of
exciting one having a horse in a good race.
I bet. I've never had that feeling. I look forward to having
it. I probably
that
won't be watching it because I'll be at the footy.
You'll watch when you get a really good one.
Okay.
Do you need to watch
the footy?
I promise
you you'll do that.
Yeah, I'm taking my family out to...
Are you expecting a drubbing or do you reckon there'll be a little ambush from the Tigers?
It won't be an easy game. I think
I agree.
Tigers, they've won the last two. They'll be looking for three.
Mm.
Api Korosau against Damien Cook for that that number 9.
See, the Tigers think it's possible. See those Panthers last night? We beat them.
Yeah.
So they're thinking they can get you.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be a good game.
I think it will be as well.
When talking sport 24/7 is barely enough, do you ever shut up? This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Unbelievable.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
There's been a statewide push to ban abusive sideline fans and parents from all levels of sport right across the state. Candace Warner?
Yeah, New South Wales, they're pushing to ban abusive sideline fans, parents. So violent and abusive behaviour at local and children's sporting matches could see parents slapped with lifetime bans across all levels of the game, so including stadiums and grassroots sporting grounds. So it doesn't even mean that if you're at an NRL game that it would be, if you're at a kids' rugby league match, that it would be at an NRL game. It could mean A-League, AFL matches, any level of sport.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, follows the Bankstown referee that was punched in a local match, kicked, punched, broke his draw in Sydney Southwest. I think it's a good move.
I'm sure I've heard this before. I'm sure I've heard this exact same thing. Might be years ago now. Before, I thought they were already banned.
No, but this is a push to ban them from all sports, from any levels, from, you know, your grassroots to the next level, to anything.
So if you're abusive on the sideline at the 12-year-old, the under-12s,
yep.
you're barred from every NRL match
No,
as well.
Not just NRL. It's AFL matches. Everything.
The cricket, the lot.
The cricket, you name it.
You're on
stadiums,
a blacklist.
You're on a blacklist,
How are they
yep.
going to enforce that?
Well, that's the big issue, and that's probably why they've never been able to.
I mean, it's all very well to make statements like this. Oh, we're going to ban them. How are you going to do it?
I don't
know. Good question.
It's
a great
question.
I would have thought. But I think it's an important move as well.
It's symbolic.
Well, it made me lose the love of soccer. I was playing at a, don't make fun of it, I was playing at a pretty high level when I was 15, right?
At what?
At soccer.
Right.
And
oh, that's right. You were a prodigy.
We went to the state championships in Tumut. The dream. And we were playing there. I was really quick as a kid. And I'll never forget. I'm, 32 now? I still remember this very vividly. Running up and down the sidelines, really quick, skidding them. Their coach yells out, and he was serious, break his legs. Yes. Break his legs. I'm a 15-year-old kid.
And
disgraceful.
You've got to remember that these, from the younger levels and grades, the coaches, the referees, the sideline people, the umpires, they're all voluntary. And the fact that
That's
they
right.
have to get abused every single week is not okay.
There are people out there who cannot control themselves. They just, I see it at race meetings, people who cannot control themselves. They're disappointed, they wanted a different result, and they just can't control themselves. I feel sorry for them.
I feel sorry for the kids.
I feel
their parents.
No one's getting injured
like
at a race course except adults, like hard, crusty old trainers and rock hard jockeys. They don't care. But when you're talking about children, it's just disgraceful that they can't control themselves in front of children or about children.
And when you start sport, or I've got three kids, it's all about having fun, and these parents are taking the fun away. For their kids.
Absolutely.
That's incredibly disappointing.
Absolutely. And so the onus needs to be on the club as well, the local club. You know what sort of patrons you have at your club. And if they're not up to scratch, then they need to be culled from the club.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I just wonder, it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
You're going to ban them from all sports.
Yeah.
But the practicality of that is... It seems impossible.
Yeah. No, I understand. Bit of symbolism.
Yeah. Though. But it is something that they need to address and...
At least they're doing it. At least they're trying.
Yes.
Right?
Well, at least if you catch some of those people in there, if there must be a penalty then if they do attend one. You say, okay, now you're going to get charged with something.
100%.
That might deter them somewhat.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All the big names.
Big names.
I'd like to hear some more opinions.
Strong opinions. Just be careful of splinters if you choose to sit on the fence.
Imagine the splinters.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
Sports update very shortly, but we're flying this up the flagpole first. Could be a recurring segment. Who knows? It's called Keep or Cull. Ideas or concepts in the world of sport that need to be reviewed. Perhaps they're controversial. Perhaps it's something you just specifically don't like. You can raise it here. The beauty is we'll always get a majority because there's three of us.
Yes.
So it will be kept or it will be culled, at least on this show.
All right.
Okay. Who wants to kick things off?
I will.
Great. We love that.
I would like to see the golden point go.
So what? NRL golden point.
NRL golden point.
They fought
point.
Hard to get that in.
Yeah,
they
but
did.
Look, I know the media love it and there's...
I love it.
But I think, look, whoever wins the toss prior to extra time beginning has a massive advantage. And sometimes the team that loses doesn't even get an opportunity to touch the ball.
I agree with
you. I think it's really unfair. It needs to be extra time, however many points you score within that time wins. I just don't like the golden point at all.
You know, it'd be more fun. Do it like soccer. Everyone's got to line up and try and kick a goal.
Yeah.
You'd be seeing some of them kick it along the ground.
Take it 10 metres out each time.
I just think it's really unfair.
Mm. Or keep golden point, but the team that is losing at that moment gets one more set, one more crack at it. Or if they haven't touched the ball, at least one crack.
Because
that's getting a bit complicated.
No, I know, but it is. It's inherently unfair.
It's an unfair system. Whoever wins the toss and... gets the ball first, basically
They're big boys. They get over.
No, but it's
it is good fun, isn't it?
I like it.
Good fun.
I like the tension.
Well, look this year when Newcastle and the Panthers played.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that was.
I was happy with that result.
Well, of course you were. But I just think Newcastle were the better team for most of the game. And then obviously Nathan Cleary gets the ball.
The Iceman.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping it. What are you doing, Richard?
I'm keeping it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, of course you were going to gang up on me.
I'm sorry, Candace. That's what you get for leading the charge.
All right.
We appreciate your thoughts, though.
Yeah.
Richard, what do you like? What do you got?
Get rid of touchies.
Touch judges.
Touchies are obsolete now. You've got to get technology to do everything that they do.
No way.
But they're judging on forward passes.
What are you going to do?
They're missing them or calling them incorrectly every match.
A drone would do a better job than a touchy.
Some sort of tech. There's people. We put a man on the moon in the 70s.
Did we?
Was it yeah, 60s? She doesn't believe
60s,
it.
60s, baby.
That's a bad argument for Candace.
Bad argument. I'm not agreeing with you, Richard.
I like when the touchies get barreled over too. You know, when there's a little something happening in the corner and then they're like, and they fall down.
Maybe
and their flag
they should
goes
come
flying
out in a clown car and like eight of them should get out of a little car.
Bit of comic
as well.
Relief. They're a good punching bag for the players as well.
No touchies.
No touchies?
No, I don't agree. Touchies. No.
Yeah, I'm keeping them too, Candace.
I'll keep them.
Of course,
yeah. I want to keep them.
Yeah. This has been a really successful segment so far.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You're enjoying this?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm voting against whatever it is you're about to say.
I bet you are. I hate the short line dropout. The short line dropout in the NRL, it slows the game down.
I love it.
It doesn't bother. I've actually got another one, but I can use that next week.
It's so risky. Yeah, hang on to yours. Hang on. It slows the game. The attacking team should be rewarded.
Yours has already been culled, so don't go
It
on.
Hasn't been culled because we haven't asked Candace yet. You've culled it, but I haven't asked Candace yet.
I actually don't care.
No, you have to cull or
you don't
or
care for the.
No, I don't mind it.
Oh.
So I won't cull that.
Okay.
So we've culled nothing. We've achieved zero this morning.
I mean, it was a fun segment, but we did achieve
nothing.
Can I tell you what I think we should also cull? Did we have time?
Is it Richard? Because he's sitting right there.
The scrum, the NRL scrum.
Yeah, actually.
That is so pointless.
Just play the ball.
Just play the ball.
Well, you've got to gather it's part of the game. You've got to gather the players into a small space so that you can open up the, you know,
it's
options
pointless,
for attack.
Though, because even if the other team wins the scrum, they give the ball back to the ref, give the ball back to
Good
the other
whistle.
Team.
Yeah. I'm culling the scrum.
Yes.
We're culling the scrum. Yep. Doesn't matter what you think.
What are you going to replace it with?
Play the ball.
Yeah.
Well, you're not listening to keep or cull.
Yeah. Wow.
Play the ball's fine. They're playing the ball now anyway. It goes out. They play it on the 10-meter line.
That's a bit dull.
Because it rhymes with cull.
Yeah.
Is that why you've gone with it?
It's a dull cull.
Nice. That's right. Candace Warner, the arbiter of this one. Who have you chosen this week?
This week it's Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. So he had a big fourth quarter that's basically kept Boston alive against the 76ers. He outscored the Sixers by himself in the final period to help Boston seal a 95-86 victory. So he becomes the fifth player in the past 20 years to outscore another team in the fourth quarter of an elimination game. So huge effort.
He had a Barry Crocker the first three quarters as well. That's what makes it so impressive, I think.
Can I pitch another one?
You may.
I reckon Tom Slingsby, you know, the sailor. He just won the Sail GP, which is like the Formula One of sailing for the third consecutive time. He's like the driver's champion.
Sailor of the week. I love it.
Okay.
No, I like it. No, I enjoy it.
I see. Move on.
No, I'm supporting you.
No, you're not.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All the big names.
Big names.
I'd like to hear some more opinions.
Strong opinions. Just be careful of splinters if you choose to sit on the fence.
Imagine the splinters.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
Rusty's Motorsport Update. For Bendix. Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
That's right. We love him. You can hear him anytime on the Rusty's Garage podcast on the Listener app. Completely free. LISTNR is how you spell it. Greg Russ, good morning.
Good morning. How are we all?
Wonderful, my man.
We're all here.
A bit of mail going around about Daniel Ricciardo having a seat fitting. I like the idea of this for the sister Red Bull team. What's that about? And is there a chance he'll race this year?
Well, the heart says I'd love to see this happen. But they're moving to hose down this morning. I think it's a bit of pressure being applied through the media or the press. So Nyck de Vries, who races for the AlphaTauri team, who kind of wowed everybody with a couple of guest appearances in different teams last year. And that sort of hurriedly saw AlphaTauri go, we've got to get this guy. He's had a difficult start to the 2023 year. And one of the top men at Red Bull, Helmut Marko, is saying he's got to improve. So all of a sudden, we're hearing about a potential seat fitting for Dan Ricciardo. So would be cool to see him behind the wheel once again. But I reckon this is about keeping the pressure on that young man in there at the moment.
Yeah. They'd be sitting there thinking, how do we ramp up the pressure on this dude? And someone say, get a seat fitting for Danny. That'll stir him up.
Sounds fun, though, a seat fitting.
Yeah, it's not like a dress fitting, I don't
think. No, I know. But
yeah,
you
but
get
dress fittings aren't that fun either.
No,
aren't
this they? Is cool.
No, they're not.
Really? How well, does a dress
you,
fitting
not when you get a pin stuck in you or you're the zipper caught. No, it's
this
not fun.
This one, your cheeks are being nestled, like, beautifully. That's what you... That's what you want in your life, isn't it?
All right, let's get back to
now.
Why
that's a
we
mental
speak.
Picture I can now not unsee. I can't unsee it now.
Rusty, the supercars are in Tassie next week, but they're making some noise again about trying to do this deal to race in Singapore alongside the GP. Is this just a pipe dream, or can you actually see this happening?
Well, I think there are other things that need to be tackled first. So, for example, they don't have a race now across the ditch in New Zealand, and there is a huge heartland over there of people that love the sport. We should be getting that squared away. It would look really cool, right? Those fire-breathing cars on the streets of Singapore at dusk when they're turning on the lights there. Cool city, an amazing race. But I just worry about where this would lead to, because Singapore are so good with that event at changing it up, making it better all the time. What would it be? Maybe 1 or 2 year appearance, and then they're on to the next thing. They need something here with a bit of longevity that would be more than that. And as I say, I think there's things closer to home that need to be focused on right now.
Now, you know, I like security guys because 90% of them are really good people doing a great job. Some of them voluntarily, not even paid. So, but you get the odd one that wants to, you know, pull on the medals.
They've got a God complex.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I saw one at the Miami Grand Prix, didn't I? When, someone wanted to speak to Roger Federer, Rusty?
This was bloody disgraceful. So the legend, Sir Jackie Stewart, who's a many-time world champion, who's done unbelievable things for safety in our sport. He is a proper gentleman who does so much for the game. He was doing some TV stuff, and in the course of that said, hey, would you like me to go and get Roger Federer, more or less, and bring him into the conversation? And as he wandered over to do it, the security tried to stop him talking to Roger. He sort of sidestepped the security, got it done. Roger, as always, was very supportive, very giving. It was just a stupid set of circumstances that should never have been allowed.
No.
Well, probably the guy's been told, don't you let anyone near Roger. You know, he's a star.
I know there's lots of A-listers there, and it was a massive deal. There's so many big names there from sport and music and movies and whatever else. But seriously, someone should have said, listen, this bloke here, you know, He is part of the fabric of our sport, and don't stop him. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, you know, trying to approach Candace.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
The amount of times I've tried to go up to her. I'm on her show. Yeah. I do things.
No, it's more just you, Richard. If I see you out, I just make sure that there's someone close by I can say, just block that man.
That not if true. I see you first.
I have heard of that edict. Greg, Russ, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
We do it all thanks to Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence. We've had fun. Has your mood turned around somewhat?
Oh,
Richard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's no, I mean.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Behind, let's peek behind the curtain.
I was never in a bad mood.
You said when you got here, I'm in a foul mood. And that's a quote.
And I've been in a foul mood for 48 hours.
You don't understand. That's off air.
No, I understand that, which has made its way on air. And now I'm asking you because I care about your well-being. Are you feeling better after being in the room with these two fun legends?
Massively.
Great. Yeah.
You did win the quiz.
Yeah, I won the quiz.
That never happens because you're usually really bad at that.
And you're going to be going hypercarding.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, hypercarding. Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
It is good.
Okay, move on.
Let's end with a bit of fun, shall we?
Yes.
Where you thrive.
Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's List of Grievances.
I hate hotels. I just don't want to stay in any more of them. Okay. Because you know why?
Why?
Because all I can think about is how much other people's DNA is in that room
and
in that bed and on everything.
Mm.
I reckon if you went into a hotel room with a black light.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, no,
I reckon it would light up like a Christmas tree.
Oh.
It'd be on the ceiling, on the curtains. It'd be everywhere. People's
yuck.
DNA and, you know, flakes of skin and other body fluids everywhere.
So are you accusing the hotels of not
It's impossible
cleaning
to clean them. You couldn't clean that stuff out of them. You'd have to go in with a hazmat suit and, you know, steam clean the room after everybody's
it's
been in it.
It's actually a good point. How often do they change the mattresses or even flip them over in these hotels?
Don't ask that question.
That's a good question.
No, it's
it
not
is
a good question,
question.
Because eventually you'll have to stay in a hotel and that's all you'll think
yeah,
about.
I'll remember
you'll
the answer,
focus
yeah.
on that. When did they last flip this mattress?
Do you ever wonder how it got on the curtains?
That don't bring. See now.
See, obviously you're a contributor.
Exactly.
But to
exactly.
say that.
To the curtain stains.
Yeah. And don't. I drink out of the glasses and I think, how long's that glass
you're
been
a bad
sitting
shot.
There?
Oh, I hate hotels too, Richard.
Good, clearly.
That's just. She said that. Not
no,
me.
I know. Surprisingly. It's Dead Set Legends on Triple M. We'll catch you next week.